Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies and warm temperatures. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem experiences mild conditions. Haifa is also enjoying pleasant weather, making it a perfect afternoon to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, YNET reports that the IDF killed the father of a 2022 Tel Aviv terrorist during a stabbing attempt in the West Bank earlier today. Also, just in, the Jerusalem Post notes that Poland protests Israel's decision to end the probe into the killing of a Polish Gaza aid worker. Also this hour, Mariv reports that the Lebanese prime minister sent a message to Hezbollah from the ground in Tyre, stating one army, no other option. Separately, InForward shares that the remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle have been found. And finally, Axios relays comments from the Syrian foreign minister, who called Israel's bombing of an airbase earlier this week unjustified. Here's what people are saying online. YNET Global posted earlier today that diplomatic fantasies about Hamas ignore its history and potential future threats. Gabe Draws shared an opinion piece from 6 hours ago, highlighting parallels between past and present events. Amishai Stein released new high-quality footage 6 hours ago, showing the results of an Israeli strike on a Syrian military airport. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the West Bank incident. YNET reports that Fathi Hazem, a former senior Palestinian security officer and father of a Tel Aviv terrorist, attempted a stabbing today. The IDF responded, resulting in his death. Hazem had become a notable anti-Israel figure after his son's attack. This event highlights ongoing tensions in the region. Turning to tensions between Israel and Poland, the Jerusalem Post indicates Poland is demanding answers after Israel closed its investigation into a Gaza strike ending 7 aid workers' lives, including a Polish citizen. This move strains diplomatic relations and raises questions on accountability in conflict zones. Meanwhile, Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam's visit to Tyre, as reported by Mariv, underscores Lebanon's internal security challenge. Salam's call for state control over the south aims to curb Hezbollah's influence, a move that could reshape Lebanon's military landscape. Separately, The Forward reports the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains, missing since the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub. This brings closure to a long-standing chapter in Israeli military history and honors the memory of those lost in conflict. And finally, Axios reveals that the Syrian foreign minister criticized Israel's recent strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase. This action escalates regional tensions, especially among U.S. allies involved in Middle Eastern geopolitics. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom. Business reports that the electric company is preparing for emergencies by planning to print power station parts locally using 3D technology. This innovation aims to enhance operational resilience. Separately, Keytech discusses the need for Israel to develop local alternatives to Chinese drones. According to Valoric CEO Roy Bargill, relying on foreign systems poses risks to critical operations and national security. And finally, Walla Business highlights a warning from the Bank of Israel governor about a fiscal trilemma facing the next government. Governor Amir Yaron emphasizes the need for strategic economic decisions to navigate financial challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.